أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حتى إذا استيأس الرسل وظنوا أنهم قد كذبوا جاءهم نصرنا فنجي من نشاء ولا يرد بأسنا عن القوم المجرمين. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 110 of Surah Yusuf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the concept of Nubuwat, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had chosen only insan, only humans as Nabis, and from humans Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had chosen male, that is men. Then Allah Ta'ala spoke about the fact that the Quraysh of Makkah would go on their journeys and they would see absolutely in front of them the ruins of the people of the past. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses a very important aspect with regards to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab coming down, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam promising their people about Allah's rewards and also warning them about Allah's azab. But then Allah's azab comes down only when Allah Ta'ala so desires, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts this into perspective. And Allah Ta'ala says, Hatta idha stay'asa rusul. The azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is delayed until the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam despair with regards to the iman of their people. When the people commit kufr, they commit shirk, they break the commandments of Allah, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam will warn them about Allah Ta'ala's azab. But then Allah Ta'ala also gives respite, Allah gives chance, sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives rope, whatever the case may be, but Allah Ta'ala's azab is delayed. When the delay of the azab takes place, then few aspects now come into play. The one aspect is that the people then, their arrogance increases, their kufr increases, their shirk increases, and their arrogance against the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam also increases, like we saw in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعَدِ. They will continuously ask, when is this qiyamah? Why don't you bring this azab? And that arrogance increases. So now the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam despair with regards to the iman of the people. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا. Now the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam would sometimes feel that they have wronged, they have made an error, they have made a mistake with regards to determining when the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will come down. Sometimes all the signs are seen, and I think at this particular time, globally, the issue of Palestine and all of that, all the signs are on the wall. The arrogance is there, that love for the wealth is there, the zulm, the oppression, the atrocities, all of it is there. All the signs are there, but you and I cannot determine exactly when Allah Ta'ala's azab will come down upon the opponents of the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam used to sometimes feel that they have made an error, they have wronged insofar as determining when the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will come down. أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا. When that feeling in their hearts come that now we don't know when the azab of Allah will come, then only that azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down. فَنُجِّيَ مَن نَشَاءَ. Then those who we desire, they will be saved and they will be emancipated. And that of course will be the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam and those who brought iman with the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. A very beautiful example in the seerah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the 6th year of the hijrah, he sees this dream that he is making tawaf of Baytullah, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam sees the halaq take place, the shaving of the hair, etc. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this to Sahaba. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum's desire to go to Makkah Mukarrama, that was their birthplace, that increased. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes this journey for the Umrah. And then when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to Hudaybiyah, he is stopped, and the Umrah does not take place in the 6th year of the Hijrah, it takes place in the 7th year of the Hijrah. So the Wahi was 100% accurate. The Wahi, the dream of a Nabi is Wahi, that was 100% accurate. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't need to interpret it. The Umrah would take place. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam determined the 6th year. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala determined the 7th year. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will determine however and whenever Allah ta'ala so desires. وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُنَا عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. And our chastisement will not turn away, will not be averted from the community, from the people of sinners that will take place. That is all in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and in the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.